His name is Ish Berry, and this is Berry Media Unrestricted. He explores the city of Houston looking for people who are not afraid to get unrestricted. Interesting men and women who have an extraordinary journey, doing the kind of things that make great stories to tell for the rest of us. Now get ready for Unrestricted.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Unrestricted Podcast. I'm your host, Ish Berry, and joining me, America's favorite co-host and beautiful, Miss Blue.
Thank you.
Today's episode is going to be about America's obsession with ass. And this actually hit me earlier this year because everyone's obsessed with ass. Mm-hmm. You know, men, women, whatever. Hell, I work in retail, 9-to-5 job. And when on my job, compliment each other's ass and stuff, like, you know, or one of them will say, girl, I need to hit the gym because, you know, my booty is this, that, and the other. So I want to take a time to, you know, I like talking about off-the-wall topics and stuff like this. So, Boo, I get right to it. What do you think America's obsession in this modern era that we live in of ass started from?
I think the times have changed. The generations have changed in what men like in the standard of beauty. Mm-hmm. And it used to honestly be the thin supermodel type of chicks that was considered society standard beauty. Mm-hmm. Even in videos, you saw like the artists that looked like Maya. And yeah. A lot of the artists were skinny, fair-skinned women. And then I hate to say it, but then I kind of love to see the switch. I feel like the era of the Buffy the Body's video vixens, I think that's shifted. The big butt era. And I feel like men especially wanted women with big asses. And so women caught on to that. And they was like, I'm going to go get my ass done. So BBLs had become like it's really a popular procedure.
Oh, yeah. BBLs are the number one cosmetic procedure in the United States.
Yes. And it's not going anywhere. Because men, they glorify. They are attracted. They spend money. I'm talking about lots of money on these women with these nice round asses. So what are you going to do if you got the money? You're going to go get your ass done. I like to say this. If a woman is standing on the side of the road and she, if a woman is standing on the side of the road, a man will stop if you have an ass, period. He's going to, you know, give you a ride to your destination. But if a woman have a super huge ass, that man going to get out his car and give it to her.
Why? Dicey and I said something similar yesterday. Because I was like, you know, like in my store, if an old person comes and asks me, hey, where's the peanut butter at? I'll tell them like, oh, it's on A8, aisle 8, right. You know. But then someone like you come in, oh, where's the peanut butter? Oh, let me take you and show you. And then get to the aisle. We have Jif. We have Peter
Pan. That is so true.
We have Great Value. Yes. Would you like me to have this delivered to your car right now?
Like, I don't know what happened. And my son got mad. Like, he even said it. And I said, don't be disrespectful. He said, nah, I'm not letting him make it. He said, you could just point it. You just trying to look at my mom.
Like, oh, 8. You know, aisle 8 is straight down to
right.
Your
right. I told him, don't be rude. But he, you know, that, but it's the truth. And just from just a simple story like that is why the obsession is growing even stronger. These men bow down. They accept your bullshit. If your ass is big, they're going to accept a lot more shit from you. They can lie all they want and say that's not. It's big booty privilege like it's pretty woman privilege.
Oh, for sure.
Yes.
And one thing I noticed, because I remember back in the 90s, like you said, it was about the skinny models.
It was.
And then when breast implants became popular, because I'm about to name a couple of women who kind of dominated Hollywood in the 90s, and all of them had large breast implants. Pamela Anderson, mm-hmm. Jenny McCarthy, Anna Nicole Smith. There's another I'm missing. I had named some before when I was on the phone with Norris earlier on my way up here. You know, and it's like, you know, Pamela Anderson was the hottest thing, Baywatch, and she did a couple of movies or whatever. Oh, another one, Carmen Electra. Mm. You know, Carmen Electra, small frame, you know, big oversized tits right. For her frame and everything. You know, and then it's like when the 2000s came And I think because of hip-hop, it switched. It and did. Two things I think that happened that caught people's attention. Number one, when 50 Cent put Buffy the Body in that video, where Buffy had on that elegant dress and she was playing pool, because when that yes. video dropped, people didn't give a damn. Much respect to 50 Cent. He's our neighbor now. He lives in Houston. I bought a house out there.
Not so much.
And, you know, people didn't give a damn about 50 Cent. The song, people was like, who's that woman in the evening dress, you know, playing pool? And Buffy the Body was pretty much born. And another thing, too, that someone brought to my attention was the VMAs where J-Lo wore that green dress.
Mm.
And everybody realized, like, shit, J-Lo got ass, you know, and it's a lot, you know.
Right.
And granted, J-Lo had her career before that. You know, she played Selena. She was on A Living Color as one of the Fly Girls. She did a couple of other movies and stuff. But when she wore that green dress at the VMAs, and everybody was like, God damn,
right.
you know. And then from hip-hop, you had the normal rotation of video vixens like Esther Baxter, Kai Toy, Buffy.
Melissa Ford.
Melissa Ford, that was the other one I was going to name. You know, they were all over the scene. And then when the illegal butt injections, because back in the day, people don't know this, but to get a BBL was super expensive. It wasn't as affordable as it is now, you know. Now you could do this shit, a payment
plan.
Which
is why a lot of them are getting BBLs as well, because you can go to Miami and the right doctor, you can literally get a BBL on a payment plan
for
$5,500. Pay half and then the half when you get there.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, who's not? If that's what your thing is, who's not? Again, these men are paying extreme bills for the women that have these round ass booties. There's just, they are winning. They winning.
Yeah. Yeah. And one of the things that gets me is like, where, and I'm not complaining at all, but I'm, you know, we just talking and shit. And it's like, even sometimes, like, I'm at work and you can kind of tell sometimes when a woman had a BBL because skinny legs and it's just all in the cheeks, you know? And I'm just like, where does it stop at? Because, like, I look at someone and it's like, I could tell this woman, you ain't had about 2 or 3 rounds of a BBL. So it's like, and even looking on sites like Instagram and TikTok, it's like, where does it stop at? You know what I mean? You know, it's like, and I get it because, like, anytime you get plastic surgery, especially if everything goes smoothly, you like the results, you look, people give you confidence and stuff, and it's like, oh, well, damn, if I look like this now, I wait, save up some more money, get some more done, then I look even better. I'm taking it up to ante, you know?
Right.
I mean, you've had work done and you already want to go back and get some more, right?
Yes.
Yes.
If I was rich, I mean, I don't want to say I stay, but I'd be always major, like, doing improvements. I'm not someone that's, like, going to sit here and say bash people that's getting BBLs or any kind of medical surgery. It's the ones that clearly you see, like, it's a horrible job. Mm. And you like, this girl don't have no friends because she thinks she the baddest thing walking and her booty look like one cheek going to the south side, the other one is on the east side.
Yeah.
And then you looking like, nah, sis, you need to get back in there.
And I think that's because Dr. Miami. Yeah, people not doing their due diligence and research on the doctors, you know, and they're taking the cheap route, you know, instead of staying in the country or in their own city and, at least in the country, you know, and getting, because, you know, here we got the FDA, and not every doctor here in the States is, you know, 100% legit. There's, you know, like, I watch Botch. That's one of my guilty pleasures, and there's a lot of doctors here in the United States that fuck people up.
I mean,
you know?
True.
But you really got to do your research, and sometimes, especially with the price, if it's too good to be true, the chances are it is. You know, that's the reason why this doctor's doing a BBL for $800. Like, hold on. There's, you know.
Yeah. That's have to, when you're doing the surgeries, it's so important to research. And what I personally do myself is I am nosy. I go to Instagram and I go to the patients that they've had. If their page is a private page, I request them so that I could ask them a question.
Yeah.
You would be surprised how many doctors that I chose And I spoke to a patient and they told me don't. Like, I'm not happy with my job. Like, literally, when I went and got, yes, when I went and got my surgery done, it was because I had a guest from my show who I could see.
Yeah, and talk. Tummy tuck and yeah, 360.
Right? I saw her results. I followed up with her. She told me her doctor. And I was like, okay, I will go to see her doctor. So with that being said, you have to really do your research, ladies, when you're trying to get these surgeries. But some women are so obsessed, they don't care that they got a bad BBL done. They just know that they got more back there than what they started out with. And believe it or not, some guys are just so hard up that they don't even care how the BBL is done. It could be the sloppiest thing. They just that obsessed with ass that they will run. They will get into a whole car wreck watching somebody's ass. Y'all need to stop that. Yeah. If men wasn't so crazy about these big old asses, women wouldn't even get them done.
You think so? You think it's us?
It's more of the men. Like someone was saying, I don't care what a woman say. Women do not get cosmetic surgery to look good for another woman.
But y'all do other things for other women. Y'all do nails and feet.
I do nails for Miss Blue, baby.
Okay.
Like, I don't do nails for mine.
I'm just saying, like, on average, because I tell you what, and I say this periodically all the time, I'll be 40 years old next month, right? Let's just round up and I say, look, in my 39 years of living, I have never heard a guy say, hey, Ish, man, I was at the store today and I seen this beautiful woman. Oh, really? What she look like? Man, her fucking nails were immaculate. We don't give a fuck about nails.
Y'all don't care about nails, but we do.
Men, 9 times out of 10. So
we do,
saying,
though.
Most women
like for ourselves.
Get their nails for themselves or for other women. You know what I mean? Like,
but this ass, these asses is not being done for other women. Other women, unless they're like, if you're like a lesbian, or then I can see you wanting to care about another woman.
Yeah.
Men are housing women, buying them Bugattis and Lambos because of a big old fat ass. I see it for myself. So
no, you make a
they're getting it because sugar daddies, these men go crazy over big ass. The obsession starts with the men. Now the women are even more obsessed with getting these asses.
You know who I wish was here right now? I really wish I could have had Pebbles on here, because when I had Pebbles on last year, she talked about her injections, like how she got them done. You know, she said she was at Harlem Nights. She seen a woman with a fat ass, went to her. She's like, hey, I want what you got. And she's like, basically, I'm making a long story short.
No,
and one was like, oh, okay, well, I get injections. This whoop-de-woo when they introduce people, whatever. But the whole point I'm trying to say is, like, the one question I didn't ask Pebbles when I had on is, like, what made her go so big? Because, you know, like I said in another episode, and Pebbles said on her episode when I asked her measurements, she has a 26-inch waist and a 53-inch ass. So, and remember, I called it back in the day. You used to call me crazy because Pebbles would take a little break from social media, come back, and the ass was bigger. And I'm like, man, I think her ass is growing. And you like, no, that's just camera angles or the clothes. And now that, you know, like I had an interview with her, she was like, yeah, she was, you know, repeatedly getting injections. So it's like, I wonder if some women, like you said, they figure, oh, the bigger my butt, the more money, the more opportunities.
I don't want to assume,
but, you know, is it an ego trip or is it like what Jackie said about body dysmorphia? Will my ass ever be big enough? You know what I mean? You know.
I mean, I don't think in this situation, I don't think it's no right or wrong answer.
Yeah.
I think, like you said, every woman, if you talk to 10 women, it might be 10 different reasons why.
That's a good
point. I mean, I just, for my opinion and what I've seen, strippers or just women, period, I've seen them be housed and bills and these men put up with all types of shit from a woman
when,
if you got a big ass. It's
I see it. I follow these IG models and stuff, and I'm looking. I'm like, okay, yeah, you've gotten repeated BBLs, and then you know, women show how they're living. You know, they're driving around in these Mercedes and living high rises, and they eating at 5-6-star restaurants and shit, taking trips to Dubai and shit. And I ain't knocking.
And you think they having to pay money for this? Even if they bought the Lambo, it's a dude out there paying the Lambo note.
Yeah.
Because of that.
And still, even if they have an OnlyFans and they pumping out content,
that too,
that still is someone else paying for, in a sense. You know, like, hey, you take some pictures, you do some sexy videos a couple of times a month, you upload it to OnlyFans or your site, mm-hmm. and guys pay a subscription. And of course, some, you know, a lot of women do custom stuff where a guy's like, hey, I want to see you eating a banana or whatever, you know?
I mean,
and
I'll
pay you money for that, and they get an extra money, you know? And of course, you got guys that got a lot of money that are single and no kids. It's like, hey, I just want to spend time with you. I live in New York. I'll fly you out and we can, you know, go to the top of the Empire State Building. Mm-hmm. I'll take you around town, yada,
and
yada.
And people, they're just crazy with these big, big asses. Like, I had an ass fetish. Someone had an ass fetish for me.
Oh,
I was at a party playing a game, mm-hmm. and they were like, this guy was so obsessed with my ass. And I was like, what's really going on? And he was like, they were like, in this game, it was like, you know, we just want to see you with your thong on. Y'all know I'm wild and crazy. If you don't know, I'm wild and crazy. This man said he had a whole fetish of eating a banana from a woman's ass that's big, like putting the banana inside of the ass crack.
Yeah.
That was his fetish with the whipped cream.
That don't sound bad.
So I let him do it.
Damn. Well, hey, my birthday's next month, and I'll be 40.
That was, I told you, that was my crazy psycho days.
Well, I mean, don't be a Negro, be my nigga.
No.
Let me do that for my 40th birthday. Come on. This is 4-0.
No, look, but this is the
I work at a store. I buy the banana.
I can buy a damn banana. I mean, but look.
Fucked up.
But do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like, how obsessed. Do you know how crazy it is? I'm even crazier for allowing it. But that party, they went crazy. They were sitting on tables screaming. I'm like the life of the party, though, y'all.
You know, speaking of men, I want to talk about something I saw at my store one day. So, long story short, I was at work one day, and out the corner of my eye, I see someone about your height with the fat ass. Mm. And I could spot your ass, boo, because, you know, we work together on different photo shoots and stuff. And
yes.
I see your, you know, I can identify your ass the way it looks from a mile away, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking, I'm like, damn, that can't be blue, because if you came to my store, I think you would call
right,
me. Like,
I would.
Like, hey, I'm in the area, you know, whatever. Okay. So I happen to, like, really, once I turn around and look, it's a dude. I swear to God, it's like a dude at about your height, 5'3".
That's crazy.
He had on shorts, but get this. He wasn't like a feminine looking dude. Like, he had on shorts.
Oh, wait a minute.
He had on khaki shorts with a belt, shirt tucked in. He had a small waist. You know, his legs were hairy. He's about your complexion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a chocolate complexion. That's what threw me off at first before I really just looked. And I'm like, this guy. And then actually his face, he had like a full beard and everything. Wore glasses.
Wow.
I'm like, this dude is walking around here with the ass like a fucking female.
Yes.
And not just any female, but boo. Like, I swear to God, I really thought, if one of my coworkers, which they do sometime, they'll sneak and take pictures of customers,
uh-huh.
and someone would have shown me, I would have been like, oh, Blue was here, and I would have called you, like, girl, what you doing?
Yeah.
My store didn't hit me up or whatever. Like, his ass, like, he had your, you know, like, how your ass looks, like, the roundness and the poking out and everything, and I'm just like,
that is crazy.
I'm like, yeah, but he looked like, if you look from the front, he looked just a regular masculine dude, and I'm just, and like, actually, I had to stop what I was doing, and he was in the middle of the aisle, and he went to self-checkout, bought his stuff, and then he went, and I ain't gonna lie, people could think what they want about me, I actually watched, like, I was just in awe, like, I'd never seen a masculine-looking dude with cakes like a fucking female.
So he's probably one of those guys that hogged the glutes machine at Planet Fitness I was talking about.
I knew he was going to sit down.
No, I'm serious. Because it is a thing that guys will hog the glute machines at the gyms. And these are guys that are masculine men.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what is the obsession with having a big butt as a man?
I've heard some women, and women in my job talked about this, and I see it sometimes. So there are women out there that like a dude with a fat ass. let me ask you, do you like a dude with a fat ass? Or
I don't care about it?
Okay, so you don't care. Okay. But, I mean, you got enough ass for you.
You are so, you know what, it's crazy. I got something to say to you.
Okay, yeah.
This Instagram, I went to my very old page, and I'm talking about 2012, 2013. You have always had ass jokes.
Oh, I got
Instagram. I got a screenshot. One of them had me rolling. I said, this fool always be crazy.
Hell yeah. I do that shit at work. You know, I say that shit all the time.
Yeah,
man,
that's funny.
I do jokes at work and you know, you know, me and Dicey was talking yesterday, and I had told Dicey to wear something that's going to break the internet, and, you know, we were going through prep, mm-hmm. and she's just like, oh, I know what you wanted. Well, you said you want the girls out, and I was like, you know Ooh. Me so well, damn straight. I thank you for wearing that outfit and showing my motherfuckers off. Right. Shit, but, you know, and we got to the point in society where even men want to have a fat ass.
That's very true.
And actually, speaking of Dicey, the guy who did her tummy tuck, a doctor here in Houston by the name of, ironically enough, I can't make this up, the guy name is Dr. George Washington. I follow him on Instagram.
Like, the way like I the get
president.
Him.
Yeah, like the president, the America's first president. And he did a post not too long ago earlier this year about BBLs for men. So men are getting BBLs, and like with your experience at the gym, men are hogging
all the group machines. They are.
Now, I do have to wonder why that is. Now, I can understand if a guy is a competitive bodybuilder.
And maybe they are, and I don't know.
Okay.
Something, because these are guys that, like, muscles are, that's why I get mad, because I'd be like, bro, you have muscles on top of your own muscles.
Oh, okay, so they swell.
And so you're still hogging the glute machine over an hour. What are you trying, what type of butt are you trying to get?
Damn.
I'm, like, jealous. Like, damn, I want to get, I'm trying to work on my booty. And you're hogging it. That's why I stopped messing with Planet Fitness, because it was like that at every location. I kid you not. Yes, every location.
Yeah.
You got to fight them dudes that, over that
That made
machine.
Me, when I saw that dude in my store, that made me think about when you told me, and I was like, wow. And I don't know, maybe because the bodybuilding community in Houston mm-hmm. is kind of on the rise, so maybe guys are trying to, you know, train because...
It's a possibility.
You know, because even like at bodybuilding contests, men are men just like women. They're judged on everything, and even they butts,
right.
you know,
well,
and,
yeah.
and, you know, and I follow a lot of guys on, you know, male bodybuilders on my social media and stuff. And I've kind of noticed it too. It's like, damn, like these guys out here are having some like big fucking asses. It's like, what, like, damn, where does it stop?
Right.
I'm going to show you this one guy. Look at this cat. I mean, he's all muscle, but.
That's too much. That's
so would you date a guy with an ass like yours?
Not like mine, mm-hmm. but I would. If he had a nice ass, I still would date him because I'm going to squeeze it.
Okay.
I guys hate that. I'm sorry.
I mean, certain guys do, but I mean, I'm like this, like, if I know I got a fat ass, or I got a certain part of my body that's for this, like, okay, whatever. You right. know what I mean? Like, okay. Dang, so, and I got actually, have you ever dated a guy with a big ass?
I'm going to say with a big ass, no.
Okay.
Yeah, not with a nice ass, yes.
Okay, okay.
Mm-hmm.
But nothing coming close to like
no,
your...
Yeah,
like
nothing your... that, not an ass that like hangs over.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, just like a nice, like... firm, but
okay
for a guy.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So now I actually like, what would you do if you're dating a guy and all of a sudden he working out his glutes crazy
mm-hmm.
to get a bigger ass?
I mean, I would just want to know, like, in his mind, like, why.
Mm-hmm.
But if I really care about the dude and like him, I don't think I'd be bothered by it.
Okay.
I just need to know what, we got to have a conversation. Like, what are you trying to do, why?
Are you competing in a bodybuilding show?
Yeah.
You know, you a stripper?
Right, let me know
yeah.
and be open. But I think one of my problems is I'm too benefit of the doubt.
Gotcha.
And I try not to judge because nobody's perfect.
Yeah, for sure. So, final question here mm-hmm. as we wrap this up. How have you had work done on your ass?
No.
You sure?
I'm positive.
Positive.
Remember what happened to Pimpin' Dan?
What the fuck that supposed to be? Wow. Damn, slice my throat. Hey, guys, if you don't get that reference, Pimpin' Dan is a character in the new movie that dropped on
Go
Tubi.
Yes.
Bissonette Storin. Our very own here, Miss Blue, go yes. streaming on Tubi. It's a great watch.
Thank you.
Okay, so, and people go ask, so what do you attribute your ass being big to?
My friend over here buys me a lot of food from time to time.
Everybody go out and get some star pizza.
And we was always in the cha-cha. I'm talking about, we eat, baby. But eating.
Okay.
Glutes.
Oh, yeah, you said about the group machine. If you went to the gym, man.
But even then, I remember you told me, you should just do them at home.
Yeah, you just do squats at home.
How many, you just get you one 25-pounder and just start doing your squats.
And lunges, and then, like, if you have stairs, you could do lunges up and down your stairs.
Facts.
Several times, and, you know, that'll keep it nice and rhythmic. So, second to last question. This will be the final question before we wrap out. So, do you want your ass bigger, or are you fine where it is now?
No, I'm actually okay with where I'm at now. I just want to get, like, tone and definition for my ass. I don't want to, because here's the thing. It's unfortunate. Women, weight is so crazy. I'm losing weight. As you can see, some of my arms are a lot skinnier.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes you lose fat in your butt, too, because not all of that, your ass fat is good fat. It's like why they say junk in the trunk.
Mm-hmm.
So you might lose slightly an inch or half an inch. So I want to just build my ass as firm as possible so that I won't have that issue while I'm cutting everywhere else.
Gotcha.
But no, I don't necessarily have to have no big ass. I think I'm 45, 46 maybe.
Yeah.
And I think I'm like, okay, my thing for me has always been my core, just being like flatter.
Okay. So to wrap this up, and speaking of your ass, can you give us a little
I knew
thing?
You was going
to
ask me that. I don't know why I was even was playing with you.
Damn, love that outfit. One of my favorite outfits of yours.
Yes.
Damn. Turn to the side. That's a good 45. We ain't measured you in a while.
You right. You be knowing. That's it. You right.
Yeah. Oh, so that's what you got measured for a movie, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They sure said 45. Did. Okay. Yeah, I be knowing. Yeah. Mm-mm. Yes, indeed. But if you want to support the podcast monetarily, you can reach out to us on Patreon. Link in the description for as little as $1 a month to $3. How can people reach you, Blue?
Yes, make sure you follow me at Miss Blue, MZ Blue Radio Show _.
There we go. Until next time, as always, take care of yourselves and each other. We're out of here.
Want to help the channel remain upstanding and dedicated to the truth? Then consider becoming a channel patron. The link to our Patreon account is in the description below.